Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's just pray. If you're joining us, let's just pray in our tribal language, the language of our spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Che zaita ta shakata ta je grespo to sai presta geste ti grezo fai sa ta la je breze fai to porca je breze fia ta ta baka baro breze sai tra braka fai te kerende Shebola, brazai kafla tabala di diana, intra brozo fote, kabakai, baba, kabakai, telekleto, jegles, bakato, fila, zizi, jeputa, braka, faya, didi, ke saila, jeje, tete, brefo, ke, jesi, kota, braka, tae, jeza, foro, keto, shambri, braze, faite, ke, deje, gri, Mantra brazan baradia kazalovazia oshe brozon koto veleze yeje bri bako saya blata shebre zeno velis manantaba kokleto shebre zen fiza man braza tatatata brira dadia braza katatata shakata baradidia antra braka tatata rabadidia babakato shabaru klate she brezon foza jiji pate kelo zen Kleta je kris bana taiba, entria braza fight, keto jembro zon fosamata baklea jo kris. Oh, Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to your
hallelujah.
Name,
hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of your hallelujah. Son, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for the riches of the Spirit of Christ,
hallelujah.
Which you have lavishly given to us.
Yes.
We have wisdom and revelation in the knowledge
yes.
of your Son.
Hallelujah.
With this confidence, we behold in your word,
yes.
Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We see a perfect understanding of you and him, a complete understanding of who we are
yes,
in you,
yes, Lord.
The riches of your Son poured forth in the hearts of men,
hallelujah.
And our thoughts, our conduct are aligned with this reality.
Oh.
Under this atmosphere, we declare confusion is banished, contradictions are
Jesus.
Banished,
yes,
ignorance is banished, truth reigns to the praise of your glory. We thank you because the sick hear and they receive healing
yes,
for their bodies.
Yes,
glory to your name forever. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Welcome to today's session on the topic, the prayer life of Jesus. I believe this is about the fourth session we're having so far. The prayer life of Jesus. I would encourage you, if you're just joining us for the first time, to take our time and listen to the first session, the second session, the third session. We were powerful. I couldn't join on Monday and Tuesday because we had some very important events here. Today I'm with a brother and a friend, Daniel Ibre.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we're just going to discuss on this topic, the prayer life of Jesus. But we'll continue from where we stopped last time. And please do me a favor, share this post, keep sharing, keep commenting. Your comments would affect the algorithm, and there are more people on this page who will not see this post unless we have, you know, such comments. So help us comment, repeat what we are saying word for word. It will help us, and I believe it will also help the other people who are looking forward to joining us today but do not know that we are live. So help us keep commenting, keep repeating what we're saying in the comment section. It will also help people who come late or join in late to catch up with what we have spoken about so far. The last meeting we talked about facts about laboring in prayer. We said that my mind, my will, my emotions will reap the reward of my prayers when I linger in prayers. That means prayer changes me. Prayer changes me. We said that prayer does not change God. Prayer changes the praying man. The more I linger in prayers, is the more I am changed. My mind is changed. My emotions are spiritually charged. And my will becomes a spiritual valve by which spiritual realities are practiced and expressed. We talked about the fact that prayer enhances our love walk.
Mm-hmm.
When we linger in prayer, we reason about our brothers and sisters in Christ along the lines of God's will for them. And we say this is not a 5 minutes prayer. This is not a 5 minutes prayer. This is not a 2 minutes prayer. This is not prayer along the lines of convenience. Okay, this is prayer that has to do with lingering, staying there, you know, for hours. Yes, that is the kind of prayer that changes you.
That's right.
Not the 2 minutes,
5 minutes, Father, 10 bless minutes. This food
kind of prayer. We said that prayer makes us a champion of God's cause.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
recap.
Recap. You can listen to the last recording. I believe it will bless you.
Champion.
Prayer will make you a better evangelist.
Mm.
Prayer rescues me from being an entitled Christian. We talked about that as well.
That's right.
We develop godly interests for others as we linger in prayers. We also talked about the fact that prayers will deepen our spiritual convictions.
Mm.
Prayer will deepen your spiritual conviction. Prayer would help you develop godly persuasions. Godly persuasions.
Hmm.
Prayer is the birthplace of godly persuasions.
Yes.
You know, we said that Jesus was able to bear the weight of his assignments because of convictions forged in prayers.
Hmm.
That's in Luke 22, from verse 39 to 44. And you can see that also in Matthew chapter 26, from verse 36 to 46.
Hmm.
So we want to continue from this light today, and I'd like to read Luke chapter 6 very quickly. Luke chapter 6 from verse 12 as the anchor scripture, and then we can talk about more effects of that labor in prayer. Luke chapter 6 from verse 12. Now please, if you just read us for the first time, I encourage you to listen to the sessions we've had previously. They would really help you. They would set a foundation for what we're going to be saying today. So please catch up with those sessions. Luke chapter 6 from verse 12. Luke chapter 6 from verse 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray. It came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued
all night
in prayer to God. He continued all night in prayer to God. He continued all night in prayer to God. And the last session, we talked about the fact that, you know, when the Jews tell you a meeting is all night, it's not 12, it's not 12 a.m.
No,
to 6 a.m. You know,
6 p.m.
It's 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Jesus stayed with the Father 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. At least,
yes.
You know, and we said that he's God.
Hmm.
He's God in the flesh.
Yeah.
And he's God in the flesh to reveal God to us. But he's also God in the flesh to reveal man as God intended.
That's right.
Right? I have a special guest in the house. I'm going to allow him just talk. And then I'll come in when he's done. Yeah. So, Daniel, Ibre, take it up from here.
Hmm.
The effects of lingering in prayer.
Amen.
Persevering in prayer.
Yeah, I think the points that have been made, because I've been following the different series of this session, and it's been a blessing. And I think, yes, the need to linger in prayers is actually something that should be and must be emphasized. As you said, Jesus Christ was, you know, is not just God, but man as God intended. In other words, he should be a pattern that not pastors, but every believer should follow. If we want to get the same results Jesus had, then we need to follow the lifestyle and the sacrifices he made.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Like you just made a point there, which is noteworthy. Continuing all night in prayers, according to Luke chapter 6, verse 12, I used to feel continuing all night was 12 a.m. as we call it all night prayers.
Night vigil.
Was 12 a.m. to 6 p.m. But it happened to be that when Jesus has gone 6 hours, he's just about going into level 2 of the prayers. Mm-hmm. And he did that frequently.
Yes.
Frequently. Now, I just want to also draw attention to something. Then I'll continue from where you just say one or two things, and then we could pick it from there. Now, this particular portion of scripture says that it came to pass in those days that he went out in a mountain to pray and continued all night to God. And the scripture makes it seem as though it was just one of many times that this happened.
Yes, sir.
This is just one occasion. But I also want us, and Emmanuel made reference to this scripture in the previous session, I want to point your attention here that these 12-hour sessions of prayer that Jesus Christ had was not just one of many, of a few. He actually had many prayer sessions of this manner,
yes,
where he spent the night praying. Can we turn in our Bibles to the book of Mark, actually? Just very quickly. I believe. Mark chapter 5, I believe. Find that scripture very quickly. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Mark chapter 5, and I'm going to pick a few more that stresses, you know, that point. Yes, now Luke chapter 5 from verse 16. Yeah, Luke 5:16. Just a portion there. Yeah, now I want to just pick out one key word there. Luke chapter 5 verse 16 says here, I'll read from the King James rendition. Now, after Jesus finished from a healing meeting, supposedly he finished healing people, the Bible says here, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Another portion in New King James rendition or other translations will say he often withdrew himself. Another place we say he frequently withdrew himself. What I want to point our attention there is that these 12-hour sessions of prayer that Jesus Christ had were actually very frequent.
Yes, sir.
It was frequent. Now, there were times that Jesus Christ even didn't have time to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much of a priority it was to him. Just to pick out that keyword there, and then we go to the next point on the outline I want to hit on. There's a portion here. The outline says here that what we're following, that prayer enhances spiritual perceptions.
Please write that down. Say that again.
Prayer enhances spiritual perceptions. It's important. You see, the scripture says in the book of Luke chapter 5 that when Jesus Christ was transfigured, he says it came to pass that while he was transfigured, he was praying.
Yes, sir.
So while he was praying, the change came. The change. So just to hit something that prayer actually, as Emmanuel has emphasized, it changes the individual. It gives the opportunity for your spirit to take the forefront. And your spirit man is actually the real man. It's who you are. And your spirit man has spiritual senses. It is connected to God. And depending on the things that you do, gives it this, your spirit an opportunity to take the forefront. So now, prayer is one of the most important spiritual activity that a spiritual man must engage in order for his perceptions to open. We need to pick that scripture. Just for a couple minutes here, I need to stress that point, that Jesus was changed while he was praying. The book of Luke again. Luke chapter 5. Yes. I want us to go there together. Please, I want us to see Luke chapter 9. My apologies. Luke chapter 9 from verse 29. Luke chapter 9 from verse 29. Let's read from verse 28 for context. Luke chapter 9 from verse 28. It says, and it came to pass, please follow, about an 8 days after the saying, that he took Peter and John and James, and he went up into a mountain to pray. The next verse says, and as he prayed, as he prayed. No, while he was praying, it says the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistering. Now, this is the transfiguration. The glory that was locked up within him, which is also locked up within every believer, because your spirit can be referred to as your heaven, is where God dwells. God dwells in man. The dwelling place of God is in man.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ was in the place of prayer when this change took place. Now, it's important to see now that prayer changes the man. It changes you. When you linger for long hours in prayer, now I'm not talking about 5-10 minutes prayer, not one, not two, not 3 hours. According to Jesus, we're talking about spending at least 9, 10 to 12 hours.
Are you serious?
this is the pattern set out for us. This is Jesus. This was the lifestyle of Jesus. It heightened his perceptions. And we see there was a certain portion right before he picked his disciples. He spent the night in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went and straight away he knew by the Spirit who were to be the disciples. Because in the place of prayer. Yes, and he went and where to find them.
Mm-hmm.
So in the place of prayer, and especially protracted long prayers, it gets to a point where your spirit, your mind, and everything is aligned with the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And there is no interference whatsoever. There was another portion where he went. When he was done praying, he said, "We must go to Judea, but we must by needs pass through Samaria." And when he went there, he sat down at the well, waiting for the woman by the well in John chapter 4. He knew, it was as though he knew exactly what to do. In the place of prayer, instruction came, direction came, clarity came. It was so clear. There was no ambiguity of what the mind of God was. Mm-hmm. And we see what long prayer does here. It aligns your mind, and everything is in alignment with the Spirit of God. Because you have to understand that the carnal man has noise. The mind has so much activities going on. But when you stay in the place of prayer, according to Luke chapter 6 verse 12, when you continue in the place of prayer, it gets to a point in extensive prayer that your mind and everything becomes so aligned with the Spirit of God.
Glory, hallelujah.
So it's very important. In my own walk with the Lord, I've seen that I am someone, my mind typically is really noisy. Yeah, my mind is... My mind is noisy. When fears come around, when bad news comes around, when, you know, the pressures from life, school, mm-hmm. and everything comes around, and I want to know the mind of God for something, I know I have to go nothing less than 10 hours in the place of prayer.
Just staying there
nonstop, praying and praying. I lock my door and I don't want to see anybody. And following the pattern of Jesus from this experience in my life, when I go for that long in the place of prayer, 6 hours, 7, 8, 9, getting to the 10th, 11th hour of prayer, is my mind and my spiritual channels become open. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I know what I'm supposed to do. And seeing this was the pattern Jesus followed. The Holy Spirit has given me profound instructions from lingering that long in prayers, getting to landmarks in my life, spending such a long time in prayer, the mind of God is so clear. And you see, this requires discipline. It's required, which I believe. So, you know, it says Jesus continued in prayers. That means he intentionally stretched himself mm-hmm. to remain there.
Yes,
it's a discipline. You remain there. You don't linger in prayer mainly because you're feeling the prayers or the prayers are sweet, but because what keeps you in the place of prayer is the understanding of what you are doing. And I believe in this Bible study, as we are going forward, understanding is being established so that out from here, we will have men and women who can stand and take off for 15, 16,
yes,
17
sir.
Hours
yes, sir.
In the place of prayer, knowing exactly what you are doing. So it does heighten spiritual perceptions. That is very, very important. And there are so many much more things to say, but I also want you to chip in, and then we can have some form of interactions, and even personally with you also, How has long prayers and protracted prayers helped you and your spiritual senses to grow?
Thank you, sir. If you're just joining, this is the person speaking is my brother, Daniel, the man of God. Yeah, I encourage you also to listen to the previous sessions to catch up.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so we're talking about prayer enhancing spiritual perceptions. Listen, write this down. In the family of God, visions, revelations are commonplace.
That's right, yes, yes.
In the family of God, these things are commonplace. Listen, the new man is the house of God, the dwelling place of God. And there is nothing he doesn't know. There is nothing the Spirit of God does not know.
That's right, he knows everything.
So how come my mind is in darkness when the Spirit of God is not clueless?
That's right.
You know, because the day-to-day activities will dull your perceptions. But as you give yourself to prayer, those perceptions, you know, the things the Spirit of God knows are imprinted clearly on your mind.
Yeah.
These things are actually commonplace.
Yeah, common.
Even the baby believer can benefit from this.
Yes.
You know, in Acts chapter 9, we'll read about 3 to 4 scriptures and we'll go to the next point. Visions and revelations, these things are all for us. Precision, accuracy, the things of the Spirit are all for us. They are not for one superstar. They're not for us. It's for the new man. It's for the new man.
That's right.
It's for you, sir. It's for you, man. Maybe there's someone here, you're wondering about what to do. Maybe who to get married to, where to travel to, how to go about ministry.
Yeah.
You know, what's the next phase? You know, with this COVID-19 and all of that, what do I do? How do I navigate ministry?
Yeah.
You know, spend time lingering in prayer.
Long hours.
I'm telling you, it's not magic.
No.
It's not magic. Acts chapter 9 from verse 9. Acts 9:9-12. This is about, you know, Saul was just knocked down his high horse, you know, by the Lord Jesus. And in verse 9, it says, and he was there 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. And this is someone who is just a baby.
He just started fasting.
He's just starting. And he began his walk by fasting.
3 days,
you know. He neither ate nor drank. Verse 10, let's see what happens. Now, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision. He must have been praying.
Here, he must have.
Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight. Now, wait a minute. This guy is talking with the father.
Yes.
And the father is giving him the name of his street.
Instruction.
Now, the street called Straight is not a special street in heaven.
No, it's a place.
It is not a special street in heaven. Mm-hmm. The Lord is giving him someone's house address.
Yes.
You know, go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas. Now, God is giving him not just someone's house address.
The name.
But the name of the person who's living in that house. Mm. The person who owns the house. For one called Saul of Tarsus. How to identify the person you're going to look for. This is the name of the person. This is not magic. This is for us. This is our reality, sir. You know, and it tells him, for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying. So the Lord is acknowledging to Ananias that Paul is praying.
In 3 days
the Lord is acknowledging it. This is amazing.
Sure.
God Almighty, in all his omnipotence, in his omniscience, acknowledges the prayer
of Paul,
of the believer,
yes,
of the Son of God, even of the unsaved, as we'll see, as we'll see for Cornelius and all of that. We'll come to that. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias. Wait a minute. Who is seeing the vision here?
This is Paul.
Paul is seeing the vision. So Paul spent 3 days praying,
yes,
forgetting about food.
Yes.
And what happened? In that vision, he saw
Ananias.
A man called Ananias.
Yes.
First, he sees a man.
Yeah.
Then he knows the name of the man.
Just
you see, his perceptions
again
are heightened.
Yes, yes.
On a normal day, you would not know these things.
Yes.
You would not know these things. So, you know, he has seen a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. So Paul not only knows the name of Ananias, he knows what will happen for him to receive his sight. Mm-hmm. Practical solutions, yes, practical answers. Ananias is also praying. And what happened? He's seeing someone's, the content of someone else's vision.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
They're amazing.
So, from where I am, I can see the content of someone else's vision, someone else's dream, someone else's revelation. If you get that, if you get the picture. Yeah. It's amazing. The first time I experienced this, you know, we're teenagers. We're teenagers back in Nigeria. And we would pray. We'd pray and pray. And it got to a point where, you know, in prayer, I got lost in a vision. And then I started telling my friends, I'm seeing the vision. Mm-hmm. And my friend turned and looked at me and said, don't tell me the vision. Let me tell you the vision you saw.
Entered inside the vision you saw.
He said, don't tell me the vision. Let me tell you the vision you saw. It blew me away. Like I was a teenager back then. It blew me away. And I would see this guy when we were ministering. He would tell people, he said, oh, 3 days ago you were in a dream and this. And people would break down. And then it gives us an opportunity to bring the gospel.
Hallelujah.
It was so smooth.
Yes.
Now these it's are commonplace.
In the body.
We should not be shocked when we experience this. No. When somebody sees a vision. Mm. It's commonplace to
that's
you.
Right, that's
in fact, write this down. Visions and revelations are for us. These things are commonplace.
Yes.
They are common. They're things that the Spirit knows. Mm. Are given to the man who is in Christ as he lingers in prayer. My mind comes to know what the Spirit knows.
Yes.
My mind comes to know what the Spirit knows. My mind comes to know what the Spirit... Let's just go on. What the Spirit knows. Verse 13. Then Ananias said, Lord, I have heard from many about this man. You know, blah, 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 blah. He's here with authority. But the Lord said in verse 15, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. Now, Ananias is getting the blueprint for Paul's life. The blueprint for Paul's life.
What he's supposed to see.
What he will do with his life.
Yes.
He would even suffer the sufferings. Ananias was getting these things clearly. Where?
Prayer.
It has to be with lingering in prayers.
Right.
This is not 2 minutes prayer.
No.
So I don't pray long to impress the Father.
No.
But I pray long for the Father to impress himself upon me. To impress on me all that he knows. Acts chapter 10 from verse 2.
Yes.
Acts chapter 10 from verse 2.
I like this one.
We'll read about, you know, two or three more scriptures and go to the next point. Acts chapter 10.
From verse 2.
From verse 2. Now, for verse 1, let's just read from verse 1 for context, right? There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment. A devout man. He was devout. Was he saved? No. One who feared God. He feared God. Was he saved? No. With all his household, who gave alms generously. Now, this guy was a dangerous giver.
Yes.
The Pentecostals
that's
called.
What they call it.
But was he saved?
No, he wasn't yet.
But he prayed to God always.
Always.
About the ninth hour of the day, he saw what?
A vision.
Clearly in a vision. He saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now, send men to Joppa.
That's a clear word.
That's a location. Yes. That's not a street in heaven.
No. Not a street in heaven.
Joppa is not a street in heaven. These things are for us.
Yes.
Now, this is an unbeliever who is about to be saved.
Yes.
Getting so much clarity
in
via visions. Right, so he said to him,
and
you know,
send for one
Simon. Now he's getting the name of a person whose surname is Peter.
This is a word of knowledge, expression through a vision. He's not saved, not saved,
he's not even saved.
Not saved.
You
not
know,
saved.
So we should not actually worship people
who see visions
who walk in this.
Yeah.
These things are for you,
for the believer.
Now, if an unbeliever can tap into this, how about
how
you?
Much more you? And it's there.
How about you?
It's there.
He saw in a vision. He says in verse 6, he's lodging with Simon, a tanner. He's not only getting Peter's address, he's able to know where Peter is staying.
Yes.
And the job occupation.
Jesus, that's it.
Of the person that is housing Peter.
Mm.
A tanner. He's a tanner.
That's right.
Whose house is by the sea? He will tell you what you must do. When the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius, of course, called two of his household servants. Now we'll go to, let's go to
further down.
Yeah, let's go further down. Verse 9. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray.
Very important.
About the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. What happened here?
Hmm.
He was praying and praying and praying until he became very hungry.
I believe that he automatically is like a fast.
Fast, right?
Very hungry.
Because he was lingering in
prayers for long.
Hunger came.
Yes.
But he wanted to eat. But what did he do? He still continued praying despite the hunger.
That's very
important.
Listen,
you're not fasting if that fast is not because of prayer and Bible study. You are in hunger strike. You are dieting. If I want to fast, I want to go on a 3-day fast. And they just stay there.
You're
watching the clock. You are dieting, sir. Ma, you are dieting.
It's better you didn't fast.
Read the scriptures. When people fasted,
they wanted to pray.
Because they wanted to pray. Wow. They didn't want food to get in the way.
No.
Now, when you pray this way, you see.
That's it.
Say, I want to know God's way for my life. I want to know what to do now. What do I do in December?
Yeah.
What do I do for the rest of 2020?
Mm.
Go and pray. Shut yourself in. Spend time praying. If you pray, you will see.
You will see.
These things are predictable.
The
Bible says he fell into a trance.
Mm.
Now, let's not just go into the details of what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go into those details.
But it was so clear.
It was clear. You know the story.
Mm.
Prayer enhances
your spiritual perceptions.
The more I am given to prayer, the more I am likely to pick up spiritual perceptions.
Clearly.
That means when I'm not given to prayer, I can miss these things.
That's right.
I can miss vital information.
Mm.
I can miss vital promptings from the Spirit.
That's it.
You know, Acts 10:2. Acts 10, we just read that, right?
Yeah, we just
read
that.
If you go to verse 30.
Yeah, Acts 10.
Cornelius was telling the story, you know, to Peter. He says, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. So this guy was not just praying for a short time.
No, he was praying.
This guy was given to
prayer. The Bible says he prayed constantly in the verse 3 we read. Constantly.
He was given to prayer.
Constantly.
Given to prayer.
Constantly. That's it. This is the key. This is actually the key.
You know, in Acts 22, Acts 22 from verse 17 to 18, time flies, but I feel like if we covered this today, we would have covered a lot.
Because
go and practice it.
Yes, you practice it. There's no other way. There's no other way to learn how to pray but just to pray.
Go and pray.
Just go.
The essence of these meetings are not to just infuse you with so much knowledge.
Practice.
It is to the end that you pray.
Yes.
What we want to hear is that after listening to this meeting, you kidnapped a friend. You locked yourself in your room and you prayed. And we'll be happy.
Yes.
And you prayed.
Yes.
And you prayed. Remember the first time we wanted to do, was it 24 hours? That was the goal.
Yes, 24 hours. And after 6
hours. It was 9 hours.
9 hours.
We rested at 6 hours.
Yes.
And then
it felt like, oh my God, it felt
forever.
So long.
Yeah.
6 hours felt so long. Oh my God.
It was almost impossible.
Yes, but we did it together.
You know?
Mm.
The essence is that you stay there.
Yeah,
it
remain.
Changes you.
Yeah, remain.
The
there.
View is different.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
The view is, if you hear people telling you, it's not about praying for long. That
because
watch that person doesn't have a prayer life.
Doesn't pray. They don't pray.
It doesn't have a prayer life.
It's proven.
It doesn't have a prayer life. People who have a prayer life,
they don't make such statements.
They don't make such statements. They have minimum times when they pray. Yes. They have no maximum.
They have minimum.
Acts 22, I think it's from verse 17. Acts 22 from verse
17, yes.
17. Now this is Paul speaking. He says, "Now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance."
Mm.
Now, was he begging God for a trance?
No, no.
Was he going about looking for one man of God to the other to say, "Sir, I want to be in a trance. I want to see a vision." No.
No, he came, just came.
He was praying.
In the place of prayer.
He was praying and he was in a trance. Verse 18, "And saw him saying to me," who did he see? He saw Jesus saying to him, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly.
Hmm.
For they will not receive your testimony concerning me." Let's talk about this for a moment. Now, in 19, he opposed Jesus.
Yes, he did.
He says, "So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprison and beat those who believe on you.
Mm.
And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed,
I was also
standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then he said to me," who said to him? Jesus said to him, "Depart, for I will send you far from here
unto the Gentiles.
Man, man of God, let's talk about this a bit.
Honestly, Sam.
Let's talk about this a bit. Now, was it God's will that we should preach the gospel, that Paul should preach the gospel to all nations?
Yes.
Now, what if Paul said, "Lord Jesus, I respect you as my Lord,
but
however, on this matter, I am staying here. After all, you told us, go into all nations." The world. He would have been doing the will of God, but it would have been fruitless.
That's it.
The difference between Paul's fruitfulness and fruitlessness, as it were, or barrenness in ministry, was enhanced spiritual perceptions.
Yeah. He knew.
He knew what to do.
Yes. That's the big difference.
He knew what to do. They may have killed him. And he will go to heaven.
Yes.
Listen, Christians can die before their time
if they
are dull of hearing.
That's it.
If they don't have heightened perceptions. Yes. We want to talk about this for a moment.
I think that's very, very important. The big difference, between... like he said, there is the will of God in scriptures. Like he said, everybody should go out and preach. Yes. But here was Jesus giving Paul a specific and clear direction. And it came because his senses were heightened. I think, this is why it is important for every believer, because it is in the place of prayer that you get to know what the Lord wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know what he wants you to do, because the Lord has a cause for every believer. He has things that he wants us to do. Paul received the clear mind of God here because he had spent time in the place of prayer. If you are here and you are hearing me, getting to landmarks in your life and points in your life, it's very important that you actually spend time in the place of prayer and stretch long hours of prayer so that your spiritual perceptions can be heightened for you to know with so much clarity and precision what God wants you to do. I've had occurrences whereby the Lord spoke to me very clearly, like Emmanuel just shared, just now about, after praying for a long time, you guys have access to people's visions and dreams. And now, those were occurrences in the early church here, as we read through Colinius. Occurrences in the early church as we read through the first one we read,
Yeah.
Now, it is very important, believer, if you are hearing me, that you spend time in protracted prayers to know what God exactly wants you to do in life, in ministry, in marriage, even the next step to take a rich prayer life, I just want to give something here before we touch a bit on this now. One of the things that will help you a tip, just want to throw it out there if you're listening to me. One of the things that will help you, I believe in the future times we will talk about the discipline of prayer, is to give yourself targets in the place of prayer. I just wanted to hit that very quickly before I forget it. Give yourself targets in the place of prayer. Now, if you read from the Old Testament, a lot of times, or look at Colinius, the Bible spoke about the prayer hour. And typically, if you read from history, they spent just an hour. Jesus Christ, before he went to be crucified, we'll examine that later. You know, the Bible said that he went there, he came back. Could you not watch with me an hour? That means Jesus set a target. I will be here for an hour and I will go back and check. I was here for an hour and I will go back and check. So setting targets in the place of prayer enables you to remain there. That's a tip for you there. So for me, for example, I give myself a target in a day, in the busyness of the day, to at least linger for 3 hours. That's a target I've given myself.
That's a minimum.
Yes, a minimum. Minimum. Okay. There's no maximum. Maximum can be 23 forever. There's no maximum, but I have a minimum. I said 3 hours. So I'm up by 4, by 3, by 12 midnight, you know, and I make sure I linger there for 3 hours. And you know what? Just like what happened to Paul here, I've had experiences from the place of prayer where the Lord himself gave me clarity as to what to do, profound visions, open visions, clear ones in the place of prayer. I remember this experience where I was praying that whole day and I was supposed to minister somewhere, just exactly with what happened here. And what happened was that I was kneeling praying and suddenly my eyes were open and I saw an angel with a bowl of oil. The place where I was supposed to minister, it's as though the Lord took me in the spirit there and I saw the angel of the Lord standing behind the congregation with a bowl of oil. Now, this is very interesting because you were connected to this story. And then the Lord told me, the Lord said to me clearly that that angel is going to be behind you and is going to be with you during that time of ministration. Just watch out for him. And I came out of that revelation. This was after long hours of prayer. So then I went again to go like about 7-8 hours with you guys. You, myself, and one other of our friends, Daniel. We had prayed for about 6 hours in the house. And suddenly you picked up, you saw a vision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you were like, Daniel, before you go and minister, there is an angel. I just laughed.
Wow.
Because now you had insight into what I had already seen. After both experiences happened after long hours of prayer. Long hours of prayer. It's like drawing a well. It's like digging. You need to stay for at least a while to be able to hit, Kenneth Hagin calls it a gusher. Yeah, after spending long hours in prayer, it's like you hit a gusher. It's like you're digging something that's already within you and suddenly your spiritual senses just become heightened. You see from a different angle. The visions and revelations, that realm becomes open to you because it's normal place for the new creation.
It's the normal place.
It's not for a specific portion of people, is for all. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
That is what the Lord is calling to this reality. So what we see here is Paul. He prayed in the temple and suddenly he fell into a trance. And then the Lord Jesus Christ himself, written in red, came and began to converse with him. And God gave him direction and clarity. Verse 21 says, depart, for I will send thee. The Lord gave him a direction to go to the Gentiles. And that's the all difference. He says, how can they preach except they be sent? There is a great commission, but sometimes the Spirit may tell you to be more distinct and direct in where he wants you to go. And you can only know the will of God and the mind of God when you've spent time in the place of prayer. You know the problem with believers are they are lazy.
Very lazy.
They are lazy.
Very lazy, sir.
Juju priests are more they are more disciplined than believers. You see, a typical juju man in Nigeria can spend time in his hut for 3, 4, 5 days and not come out, communing with a demon. But here we have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. And we spend just 5-10 minutes. It won't work. A believer has to know the importance of staying for extensive hours in prayers, for days in prayers. Hallelujah. That's the difference between knowing the mind and the will of God, spending time in the place of prayer. So
glory to God.
Just a little sense I can add. I believe as whoever is hearing us now, you are stirred. In fact, from hearing our voice now, I expect you to go and lock up yourself and just stretch
and pray.
And pray. That's what it's supposed to be.
You need to break new frontiers.
That's it. Break ground.
You need to. You have to.
Yes.
Because the spirit of the new man is a praying. It's a praying being.
That's right.
It's a praying being. That spirit from Christ in you makes you a praying being. Jesus converse with Paul. Paul almost rebelled.
Yes.
I wonder, you know.
Paul almost rebelled.
And he would seem to be right.
Yeah.
He was telling Jesus, you know, I'm so passionate about this and I have to pay for these things. Yeah. I have persecuted the church. Now it's time for me to pay. Mm. So if they persecute me, let it be. And Jesus said, they will not receive you.
Mm-mm.
Jesus told him, depart. Now, when God says run, you better run.
You better run. Sometimes it was the will of God to run.
You better run. You better run.
Oh,
imagine if Mary did not know to run.
Thank you.
Imagine, there are times where your perceptions have got to be heightened.
Yes.
Mothers, grandmothers listening to me, there are times where you have to take your children, take their names, stay in the place of prayer, speak into their future.
That's right.
And call them and say, oh, I was praying and I saw that you are traveling tomorrow.
Yes.
And the Lord says you're going to Atlanta tomorrow.
Mm.
The Lord says don't take the first flight.
Jesus, that's it.
The Lord says don't take the first flight. These things are commonplace for us. You better go into that place
of lingering in prayer. Go there, remain there, continue there.
Your model did it.
Yes, Jesus.
And he did 12 hours often.
Very frequently.
Often.
Jesus.
So if you want your spiritual perception
to be heightened. Visions.
You want to see visions and revelation. You're not seeking these things.
No,
they are seeking you.
They want.
They seek you. You don't seek visions.
No.
You don't seek
trance.
Special revelation or trance.
They
they pursue you.
They come on their own.
When you stay there.
Yes.
When you stay there.
Mm.
Discipline yourself to stay there. It's not always fun.
No.
It wasn't fun to Jesus.
No.
It wasn't fun. He was tired. He had to do it. He was very tired. The Bible says he continued.
Yes.
That means there were reasons not to continue.
Yeah. To stop.
A thousand reasons not to continue. Mm. People are demanding for your ministry.
Yeah.
You know, there are many sick people out there. Just spend more time ministering.
Jai.
But prayer was more important.
To Jesus.
Because ministry will always be an outflow
of your prayer life. That's it. That's the secret, actually.
It will always be an outflow of your prayer life. So excellence in ministry is not in having lights.
No.
Light or a good band, good musical
new
band,
piano.
Or smoke,
no.
Smoke screen. What do they call that? Is this smoke screen?
I think so.
I've forgotten the name, but
I think so.
It's at fog machine.
To make it fog machine. Yeah,
you know,
make it look captivating.
That's not excellence in ministry.
Never.
It's not having good ushering team.
No, at all.
It's not having a good protocol.
No.
It's not having a good social media
platform
or you know, managers to help you pimp your church. So we are glad you're here.
No.
Excellence in ministry is forged on your knees. Excellence in ministry is doing what God wants, the way He wants it. So we're saying this so that you can go and pray.
Go and pray.
Shut yourself in the room and pray. Shut yourself in the room and pray.
Yes.
If it's too difficult for you for the first time, get someone.
Yes.
Get two people.
Yes.
Get three people.
And do it.
Stay there.
Remain there.
Because we said that Jesus prayed long not to impress the Father.
Mm.
That means that praying long is not a matter of getting God to hear you.
No.
The reason why I linger in prayer is for
it's
me.
It's for you. It's for you. That's a very,
it's
very
for
important.
Me.
It's for you, not for anybody.
It's for me.
Some people pray because I've heard statements, or some people have this reasoning that you're only praying because you are making petitions or supplications of the Father. So this point you're stressing at is very,
very vital.
Because some believers don't feel, why should I pray when, I mean, I've asked God everything, I've prayed, you know, in tongues, but why should I remain there? And I would dare to say, especially in other tongues, especially in other tongues. Just to hit that more, I know our time is almost rounded up. Don't want it to take much time, but I want to read
tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll pick up tomorrow. 1 Corinthians 14. We've seen this before, but maybe at when we pick it up next time, we'll be able to hit on it more. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 4 says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself." Edifies himself. Now, this is a popular scripture that I believe even many of you know there. And the meaning of that that word, okodomio, actually means to build a house, to erect a building. So what happens is that supposedly you are gaining a form of ascendancy when you are praying in the spirit. Now, you're not trying to get to God. The Lord lives inside of you, but you are going deeper and deeper and deeper. You are gaining ascendancy. It will get to a point when you've prayed so much that your mind, I hear this again, and the mind of the Lord and the Father actually become
synchronized.
Even the thoughts that come to your mind are of the Spirit. That's the way it works. I remember this experience very quickly. This was the first time I was ever challenged to pray for a long amount of hours. I was reading a book by Kenneth Hagin, 10 Benefits of Praying in Other Tongues. And he shared a story of how in the 1940s, he never saw the power gifts in manifestation in the church at the time. And so, he said he then began to seek God for 3 months. And he kept praying, "Lord, more of the power gifts, more of the power gifts, more of the power gifts." And he prayed that prayer for 3 months. He prayed it every night. Sometimes he prayed all night, 4 hours, 3 hours. He prayed that for 3 months. There were tongues and interpretations and in the church, but the healings, the miraculous was kind of just in little occurrences. So there was a time then he said he had prayed. One of the days he locked himself up and he prayed for 5 hours and 45 minutes. Yes. He said when he got to 5 hours and 45 minutes, suddenly it's as if the heavens broke open and he heard a voice talk to him. The voice said, "Take up your pen, take a book and begin to write." And the voice told him that in the 1940s, just follow this story closely, who's listening, whoever is here. In the 1940s, from 1945 to 1950, early 50s, there would be an outbreak of a healing revival. And gave him much more instructions. He wrote it down and locked it up. So one of the days he went to minister, this was like 2-3 months after, and then he opened the Bible where he put that note in one of his old Bibles. And as he opened the scripture to begin the teaching of that day, he looked at the paper and was shocked. "Oh, I forgot the paper's here." And then he just read it to the congregation. He said, "The Lord said to me that between the 1940s, and 1950s, there will be an outbreak of a healing revival." And suddenly a wind from behind the congregation swept everybody. They all went down under the power. Cancer was healed. There wasn't anybody that escaped there without being healed by the power of God. Now, I want you to see something there. He lingered in prayers for so long and received a word from heaven. A clear word, a directional word, the spoken word came to him and he uttered that word and immediately there were results. You know, this is the difference. This is really the difference. You can utter an empty word, but a word from the Spirit came when he lingered in the place of prayer. My brethren and whoever is listening to me, these things are real. They can be touched. I expect you from this ministration now, from this meeting, to begin to lock yourself up. Like Emmanuel said, if you can't do it alone, yes, there are times when it feels like, "Oh my God, I'm not even feeling this prayer." Call one or two of your friends. Just shut down. Lock yourself up and pray and pray. This is a time of the lockdown. How ironic. It's a time of the lockdown. So you should even really be locked down.
Be locked down in the lockdown.
Pray. And your senses will be heightened.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Let's just pray in the spirit.
Mama ko.
For a while. Let's just pray. Commando ko sabido donde katamba shita tapra kido shamande gola tabakete kete shondo brakata kiaja zata tapre von kete tapre
Hallelujah.
And it is time. And it is time for my children.
Yes.
To rise up.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To rise up and unmask and open the box, the treasures of the Spirit.
Yeah.
To go forth with the ease of the Spirit, where the mind does not beat the air in futility, in darkness.
Yes.
Rise up with your candles lit. Rise up with your candles lit. And shine that light on every dark corner, every dark area of your life. Every dark aspect of your life. Rise up with candles lit.
Oh, yes.
Rise up with candles lit.
Oh, yes.
Pray and yet pray.
Jesus.
For those things that you deep desire. Those things that you deep desire to see. You deeply desire to see. Are locked in that place of prayer.
Yes, Jesus.
They are locked in that place of prayer. They are locked in that place of prayer. Let the grandmothers, now yet pray. Let them yet pray.
Yes.
But as they pray, the path for the grandchildren becomes clearer and easier. No more needless pains are brought in the place of prayer.
Hallelujah.
I call my sons and daughters.
I call my sons and daughters
from needless griefs and pains.
Yes, Lord.
Avoid these things on your knees.
Yes.
Navigate through the ease of the Spirit.
Navigate
through the preferences of the Spirit. As you give yourself to prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Your ministry will take a different turn.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your life will take a different turn.
Yes, Lord.
Your relationships will take a different turn.
Lord.
Your choices will become healthier.
Thank you.
Give yourself to prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the name, Mr. George.
Hmm.
Mr. George, listen. You are at that point where a new milestone for ministry is being marked. You're about to... open a new frontier in ministry. You're about to break into a new frontier in ministry. For I see you a couple of days back, I see you sitting down a couple of days back, and you're wondering about what to do. What to do ministry-wise. What to do ministry-wise. This has to do specifically with ministry, sir. You're listening to me right now. This has to do specifically with ministry. And the answers are given to you. The answers are given to you now. The answers are given to you. The answers are given to you. You will now break into new frontiers. And these will come with great ease. Great ease. And at the same time, with great labor in prayers. You will yet need to push in prayers. And clarity will come. You will know what to do. You will know where to go. And hear this, Mr. Judge. Not only will you know what to do and where to go, the right people will begin to find you. Yes, because for the task you're about to do, you need people.
Yes.
And you need the right people. You need people and you need the right people. They will begin to find you. They will begin to find you. They will ask for your numbers. They will call you. But they will call you while you're on your knees, Mr. Judge. It's time to break into that frontier of ministry. Into that frontier of ministry. I also see someone in the spirit. I see someone in the spirit. You are like an elder in the local church. And by elder, I mean you function in one of those capacities as pastor, you know, pastor, bishop, whatever. You lead a local church. You're one of those leaders in the local church. Your ministry is about to take a different turn, sir. Your ministry is about to take a different turn, sir. But the Lord says, give yourself yet to prayer. Give yourself yet to prayer. I see someone else in your ministry. There are people who suddenly they have become stubborn. Suddenly they have become stubborn. Kind of rebellious, as it were. Stubborn and rebellious, and you don't know what to do. It's like they're not following instructions. They know they should grow, but they are not obeying. They don't just want to grow. I see a ministry with a couple of about 10 different people who can actually do great things for the kingdom of God just sitting down and relaxing, downing their tools. I see them in the spirit. And the Lord says that can be corrected. The Lord says that is unnecessary. He says, give yourself yet to prayer. Give yourself yet to prayer. And you would see a change. You would see a change, a turnaround, a turnaround in your local church.
Jesus.
People who become more cooperative with the Spirit, the flow of the Spirit will be heightened. The flow of the Spirit heightened within your local church. The flow of the Spirit heightened.
Yes.
The flow of the Spirit heightened. Mercy. Mercy. Koramandi, Korandigo, Samalido, Karandigos, Paranando, Cobradisco, Ricanda, Sombra, Candeli, Tondo, Oskipalanda, Aranante, Sovrendo, Korandisca. Mercy. Mercy. Listen to this. You may have thought that you don't have capacity to pray. You may have thought that you don't have the capacity to stay that long. For I see in the spirit you asking yourself, can I really do this? I really do this? I saw that in the spirit. You asking yourself, can I really do this? Can I really do this? The Lord says to tell you, that is your nature.
Yes.
Welcome to a new season, Mercy. You will not be able to stop yourself even if you wanted to. As we speak, you're going to break out in prayer. As we speak now, from where you are, you will break out in prayer. You will break out in prayer, and it will continue like this. Because you are being ushered into a new phase of life. A new phase of life. Where things become clearer.
Yes.
Someone else here may be about to make a decision that has to do with marriage. Yet linger in prayers. There are things you would see that your eyes cannot see. There are things you would see that your eyes cannot see. Nobody can tell you who to marry or not, but linger in prayers.
Yes, yes.
Linger in prayers. Stay there. Stay there. Linger in prayer. Oh, baridondo, sopratico, mandiladongo, oshkaprando. Our time is up, but I sense that the Spirit will just minister and walk on some people. Let me just take some 5 or 10 more minutes and just minister to people here. Mando, coronando, baranando, coradigo, sopracando, coradigo, scapandido, randagon, shabarata, precoco, sopradigalino, coradigo, scaparanda, landa, scaprando, bosque. Miracle, listen. Listen, miracle. Listen, miracle. Little do you know, little do you know what the Spirit will make of you. Little do you know what the Spirit will make of you. Have you ever envisioned playing the keyboard, miracle? Playing the keyboard and the sick are healed? Have you ever envisioned these things? Have you ever envisioned these things, miracle? The Spirit of God says, look, look. Look, 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 ministry, a ministry has been birthed.
Yes,
I just sense ministries have been birthed
now,
right now.
Right now.
Ministries have been birthed. But you will go and pray.
Yes.
After this session, go and pray. Miracle, listen, you will play the keyboard, the sick will be healed. Mm. You will play the keyboard, miracles will be wrought.
In the name of Jesus.
The Spirit of God will so move mightily through you.
Jesus.
Through you, the Spirit of God will yet move mightily. Go and linger in prayers. Go and stay there. Go and stay there. Go and stay there. Go and stay there. If I were you right now, I would pray. I would pray aggressively. I would pray. I would pray as though my life depends on it. I would pray as though my life depends on it. I see ministries being birthed.
Yes.
Ministries, ministries, ministries. Being birthed. Being birthed. Being birthed. Being birthed. Being birthed.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord telling me, as the meeting is rounded up, just lock yourself up and begin to pray.
Yes,
lock
yes.
yourself up and begin to pray. You will discover you will not be able to help yourself anymore.
Yes,
because there is a strange grace and anointing be released now to pray. Wherever you are, just begin to pray. Just begin to pray and receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. Strange grace to pray. You will find the ability to linger in the place of prayer. You will find the ability to linger in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, let there be a release of that grace right now. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. Just begin to pray with us. 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 Molaba, Zofe, Kopa, Kletaje.
There are about three people here listening. You feel some sensations in your body. You will feel some sensations, heat sensations around your hands. You will be sweating in your palms and on your neck area. Some sensations. Now, you are going to begin to pray in ways that are unusual. People will think something is wrong with you. They will think something is wrong with you, or just linger there, stay there and pray. There are those who would spend about 2 more hours praying. After we are done with this meeting, you will keep praying. You will just remain there. You will just remain there. You will be praying. You will be praying. You will be praying. You will be praying.
I'm seeing a grandmother. Kobala.
You have about,
hallelujah,
about three grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
I just see you around three grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
At least three grams you should drink. You are praying, woman. You are praying, woman. Don't stop praying. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't let sorrow stop you. Don't let grief stop you. Don't let disappointment stop you. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop praying, ma. Your prayers will change your children. Your prayers will aid in the future of your grandchildren. Don't stop. Don't stop. We thank you for disasters averted.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Someone here, you've had this flash. Flash comes. It comes. And it's been pushing you to fear. You sense that, you know, death is around. Via especially robbery and accidents. The Spirit of God says, forget about it. Tragedies are averted.
Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Tragedies are averted.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
But you know what you would do? You just keep praying.
Just keep praying.
You just keep praying. You just keep praying.
Glory to your name, Father.
Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, just mahas kletai no samini kabaka peles tetofuzi bamai kapaka zetone kuz malai katasize velenon jitatai le kleto grista pai. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you,
Holy Spirit. Glory to your name, Father.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. So much of your presence. Thank you. So much grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Testimonies abound. If you were sick in your body, you'll be healed.
Right now.
You'll be healed.
In the name of Jesus.
You'll be completely healed.
In the name of Jesus.
Totally healed.
Yes. Yes.
Totally healed.
Yes.
Chest pain, you know, at the right side of the chest. Like it's like a load on your chest. It comes like a load on your chest. Gone forever. You'll be healed.
Yes.
You'll be healed. Hinea disappearing from you completely. You'll be healed. You'll be healed. Completely healed. Made whole. Completely healed.
I address strange migraines on your head. I address strange migraines. Persisting migraines in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command them to leave your body in the name of Jesus. With the tremendous power available here today, the power in the Holy Spirit, I command strange migraines to be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
be healed completely.
Yes, total recovery now.
Thank you.
The presence of God is here
in us, with
Hallelujah.
Us,
thank you,
around
Lord.
Us.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your
Bala
name,
Christos,
Michael, listen. Take your eyes off your age, Michael. Take your eyes off your age. Give yourself to prayer and to evangelism.
Yes.
Michael, hear what the Spirit says. Take your eyes off your age. Give yourself to prayer and to evangelism. Because you are in a phase of your life where the power of God will find very free expression through you as you go out for evangelism. Michael, I'm speaking to you. The power of God will find very free expression through you as you go out for evangelism. You will go out for evangelism and you will see the power of God. Do not be afraid to pray for sick people. Don't be afraid to pray over impossible circumstances, Michael. So give yourself to prayer. Give yourself to prayer.
Jesus.
Give yourself to prayer.
Jesus. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. But we need to end this session now. But just keep praying.
Keep
Don't
praying.
Stop.
Then
stay where you
continue,
are. And
continue
just be
praying. Wherever you are. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Father.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.